In a moment, you will hear the 1949 All-Star Community Chess Program. Because of this special broadcast, William Shirer and the News and the Mutual Newsreel, usually heard at 10 and 10:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be canceled tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, in behalf of all the community chess of America and Canada, the Red Feather Roundup, a half-hour star-studded program transcribed under the combined facilities of the American Broadcasting Company, the Columbia Broadcasting System, the Mutual Broadcasting System, and the National Broadcasting Company. The Red Feather Roundup. Tonight's distinguished guests include President Harry S. Truman and 17 top Hollywood radio and movie stars. And here to guide us through our Red Feather Roundup is one of radio's busiest and best-loved personalities, Ralph Edwards.
Thank you, Lou Cook, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. When the representatives of the community chest asked me to be master of ceremonies for tonight's all-star broadcast, I was, of course, very thrilled. Their reasoning went like this. Since I have Truth or Consequences and This Is Your Life, they felt the two shows' titles summed up perfectly the reason for supporting your community chest. This is your life, America. This is your community chest. And the truth is, if we fail to support it now, we'll all have to pay the consequences in the future. So with that, our theme, let's get on with the show. And we open the Truth or Consequences portion of our show with a girl whose voice you've heard thousands of times coming through your radios and phonographs straight from her heart, a gal we'd all love to adopt as our own special consequence. And who is it but...
Who, me?
Dinah Shore! The mention of your name makes me weak inside.
Oh, gee, Ralph. The mere mention of your name makes me weak inside.
And do you sort of glow all over, like the blood is rushing to your face?
No, like a pie is rushing to my face.
Now, wait a minute, Dinah, please. Do you think for 1 minute that I would stand here and throw a pie in the face of a beautiful girl like you? Do you prefer chocolate or lemon meringue? No, all kidding aside, Dinah, all we want you to do is sing one of your famous Shore tunes. Huh? One of your favorite tunes.
How about You're Breaking My Heart?
Wonderful. Right? Yeah, that's good. Buzz Adlam and the orchestra, let's have an introduction, please.
You're breaking my heart 'cause you're leaving. You've fallen for somebody new.
But now your consequence really begins.
Oh, I knew it.
Now, let's hear you sing this song as, Buddy Clark might sing it.
Buddy Clark? Oh, now, wait a minute, Ralph.
Huh?
What do I get if I do it? A washing machine?
Yeah.
Well, it's a deal. Let me hear a key or something, Bud. Buddy Clark, huh? You ready?
You're breaking my heart 'cause you're leaving. You've fallen for somebody.
Pretty good, huh?
Dinah, that's sensational. Oh, that's really... You've got a washing machine. Would you like to try for a vacuum cleaner?
With all attachments?
Right.
Yes.
Now, all you have to do is imitate Frank Sinatra singing the same song.
I may swoon. Well, I'll try. Imitation? Frank Sinatra.
Get the business in there. He gets you, know, that romantic.
Okay.
Racing with the moon.
Oh! How do you like that? Oh,
right.
Dinah,
I get confused. I think of Vaughn Monroe and I think of Frank Sinatra muscles.
I know.
Okay.
I understand.
Frank Sinatra, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
You're breaking my heart 'cause you're leaving.
Now, imitate the three together.
You're falling for somebody new.
Well, what do you know, Buddy Clark and Frank Sinatra is perfect. Oh,
yeah.
I'm telling you, Dinah, what do you think of the two boys, huh?
What to think? Lum and Abner.
Now, wait a minute. These are two great singers in person, Frank Sinatra and Buddy Clark. Boys, I'm sure you two know each other.
Buddy and I have known each other for years. He's a great guy, a terrific actor, and a fine singer.
Howdy, Bill.
Did they ever let this devaluated pound get out of London?
Oh, but look now, this was just an excuse to get you three great vocalists together on stage. Your real consequence starts right now.
With all the attachments.
All the attachments.
Now look, you've heard the Andrews sisters, the Pickens sisters, the King sisters, and the Boswell sisters. Tonight, you three are to be the Shore sisters.
What?
What readings? That's terrific. The Shore sisters. Dinah Shore, Y Shore, and Awful Shore.
Who's awful?
Don't answer that.
Now, the song we want you to sing is from the Mikado Kids, Three Little Maids. And you, the Shore Sisters, are to sing it as three little girl hillbillies. Here are the words as we see them.
Move over, awful.
Why, Shore?
All right.
Hit it, Pappy. Let's go.
Here we go.
Three little girls from Tennessee, right from the hills to the big city. Hills to the big city, where the corn are we.
I'm called Frankie after my ma.
Just call me Buddy, it's well, make me sore.
My name is Dinah, and that's for sure.
Three little girls from home. Three little girls with vim and vigor, goo goo eyes and a darn good figure. We're in shape to need a figure.
Three little girls from home.
Stay with it, awful. And now for our next contestant. Let's see, we'd like to choose a young lady from the audience. Someone who is shy, petite, cute, tiny, and diminutive.
That's me, brother.
What's going... miss, I said tiny, huh? How much do you weigh?
In pounds or tons?
You look familiar. What's your name?
Hope Emerson.
Oh, Hope Emerson. Wow. Are you the Hope Emerson who's so big in the movie, so big in the radio, so big in television?
And the main event at the Madison Square Garden.
Miss Emerson, your consequence is to lead an orchestra selected at random from our studio audience. First, is there anybody in the audience who can play a cello?
I can.
Oh, what's your name, sir?
Bill Damarest.
William Damarest.
Not too much. It looks crooked.
Him, brother.
Yes, you now, please, let's have... Bill, do you mind giving us a little sample of your cello playing, Mr. Demarest?
Sure.
How about that? Thank you, Bill Demarest. Well, we have a cellist. Now, does anybody in the audience play a trombone?
You were saying?
Oh, Jerry Colonna. Jerry, I've never seen you look so well.
Oh, thank you, Ralph. I feel merry as a bird, happy as a lark. As a matter of fact, if I keep on feeling this way, I may fly south for the winter.
Jerry, I'd like you to meet our orchestra leader, Miss Hope Emerson.
Hello, tall, dark, and bug-eyed.
Dad, is that makeup she's wearing, or is it glass wax?
Now, take it easy, kid. You're among friends. Now, Jerry, give Hope Emerson a demonstration of your trombone technique.
Oh, certainly, I'd be glad to.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Very nice. Well, now we have the beginnings of an orchestra.
Yeah, one cellist and one walrus.
Yeah. Now, what other musicians do we have?
Well, I play the mouth harp, Ralph.
George Montgomery. George, that's a pretty big harmonica you have there, boy.
Oh, I have them all different sizes, Ralph. I used to play one that was so small I could almost swallow it. Now every time I pass a pretty gal, my chest plays Some Enchanted Evening.
Hey, good looking now. What would happen if I pass by?
I may get my harmonica back.
And you really... You really play that mouth organ you have, George?
Why, George Montgomery.
Good, fella. Thank you. Well, the orchestra's drawing, huh?
Is this wonderful?
Yeah, let's see. We have a mandolin on stage. Anybody play a mandolin?
Well, I can make a stab at it.
Otto Kruger! Otto Kruger. And the mandolin is your instrument, sir?
Years ago, I used to play a bass fiddle, and my family made me give it up.
Oh, why?
Well, it hurt them socially. Whenever I asked a girl to dance, well, just from force of habit, I'd grab her around the neck with one hand, I'd pat her on the back with the other.
I understand why you play the mandolin, Mr. Kruger.
Yes.
How about a little sample, eh?
Well...
Oh, thank you, Otto Kruger. Now, let's see, what else do we need here?
Do you need a drummer?
We sure can. Who are you, sir?
Dane Clark.
Dane Clark.
George Montgomery and Dane Clark in my band. Oh, now I know how Fort Knox feels with all that gold.
Please, Hope, restrain yourself. Dane, you surprised me. I didn't know you had a musical background.
Oh, yes, Ralph. Yes, I have a very extensive musical background. You can ask me any question you want about music.
All right. What's the difference in the contrapuntal technique employed by Prokofiev in his Allegro con moto as compared to the Largo motivations and the fugues by Bach?
No coaching from the audience, please.
Thanks, Dane Clark. Now, we should have an expert pianist. Oh, I know. No, we're tuning him in from Washington at the end of the program.
I play a little piano. Well, I do.
Ann Southers! Oh, the lovely Ann Southern. Ann Southern. Wait a second, Miss Emerson. Miss Southern, you recognize this famous radio star, don't you?
Trigger.
No, please, now just sit down, Ann. Please, at the piano. Yeah, at the piano, that's right. So far we have Ann Southern, Jerry Colonna, Bill Demarest, Otto Kruger, Dane Clark, and George Montgomery.
Oh, so many good-looking men. Now, if we ever got someone like Fred McMurray, I don't think I could survive the shot.
Well, look here. Fred McMurray.
Oh, what a beautiful way to die.
Hello, Fred. Good to see you. I want to meet your orchestra leader, Miss Hope Emerson. Speaking of musicians, Fred, I don't want to boast, but I know a lot about music, too.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Hand me that saxophone, will you, Ralph?
Yes. Yeah.
We'll see how much you know.
All right.
All right, Ralph.
Yeah.
What musical comedy was that note from?
I'm afraid... I'm afraid you got me, Fred. I think you know the rest of the band over there. Just be seated over there. And this is Ann Southern.
Yeah,
of course you know.
Our old friends, we met. Matter of fact, a few weeks ago, I was in the diner in the Super Chief with some other fellas when Ann walked in.
Yeah, oh, what about it?
Well, Fred? It was the first time I ever saw a diner get up more steam than the engine.
All right, Mr. McMurray, now if you'll just be seated, sir. Thank you. What else could we use in the orchestra, huh? Please sit down, sir. We're looking for musicians.
Musician?
Yes.
Get back, your orchestra.
Come back, you folks. Shut up, Paganini.
My name is Heifetz, and shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. It looks as if our orchestra is revolting.
Yes, very.
Now, why don't you just sit down over there until they've finished, eh? Thank you. All right, now, Miss Hope Emerson, here we go.